Hello, my name is Françoise, and people call me Mrs. Jiang, or either Françoise is fine. And I'm so pleased and honored to have the opportunity to tell people about my life in Richmond. So I guess we can start talking about my life after retirement, because I believe that it is more interesting and more colorful. And the first thing we did after retirement was to travel, because when we were running our own business, we have no time to travel. And then, you know, like, as you know, right, time is very limited when you have your own business, right? So we went off traveling the first year. After 1 year of extensive travel, I started to think about doing something more meaningful in this new stage of my life. And most importantly, to be involved in the community I choose to live for the rest of my life. And to me, the best way to know more is to get involved, to be involved in something and be part of it. So volunteering is the best way, you know, like to get involved. And that's how I started to volunteer. And actually, I volunteered right after retirement for the church and for Walk Richmond. But then in the year 2010, is the Vancouver Winter Olympic. That would be my third volunteer work after retirement. And then afterward, I got so addicted. I started to volunteer so many things. So I was involved with the Vancouver School Board as a translator for parent-teacher meeting. And then I also volunteer for Richmond Cares, Richmond Gives as a senior information referral counselor and senior home visit. And it was before COVID. And then I volunteer for Richmond Touchstone Restorative Justice Program and Richmond Senior Advisory Committee with the City of Richmond in 2020, and Seafair Age-Friendly Neighborhood and Conversational English with the library for newcomer. And then, of course, the newest one, which is 3 years ago at the Vancouver Airport as a Green Coat Ambassador. And I learned so much in volunteering in all the organization that I work for and from the people I work with. And I think like volunteering gives me immense joy. I like to see people. I like to meet people. That's me. I'm very outgoing. I like to meet people. And always as a volunteer, I receive more than I give. And each time when I see a smile on people's face or maybe a thank you, you know, like from them, already brightened my day. So, you know, it's rewarding for me to know that I'm able to do something, you know, right, and they are happy with the result. And growing up in a Catholic family, my faith is kind of like play a very important role in my life. And I learned to look at things, at all things in a positive way. And I learned to be grateful in all circumstances of life. And because God created us with two eyes, two ears, and one mouth for a reason, for a good reason. And we need to talk less, but listen more to what others have to say. Frequently, I find that when people disagree, when they fight or when they argue, it's only because they don't listen. You know, like they don't listen to what other people, they don't understand. First of all, they don't understand what other people is talking, but they don't understand because they don't listen attentively. And some people, sometimes, you even jump into a conclusion without listening to the entire story. And I also found that we need to open our eyes more to look at the people around us, to see, you know, like to see the people around us and to see, you know, like who needs our help. And to me, eyes are not open for to judgment, but, you know, like eyes are open for taking care of other people. And I mean, also eyes are for to enjoy the beauty of nature. So I myself, I love to take photos of the cloud, the sky, the mountains, the lake, the water, and I like hiking with my friends. And then for personal thing, my husband and I married at 48 years now. We are so blessed that we have three grown-up children and two sons and a daughter. And one son is now residing in Australia, and the second one in California, and the daughter in New York. And two sons are anesthesiologists, and my daughter is a digital imaging director in Manhattan. So they all have very good career, and all of them are very passionate in their career. So that's such a blessing to both of us. I believe Richmond is a very good place to raise a family. Richmond definitely have very good school and many devoted teachers around here. And then we have cultural diversity here in Richmond, so we can kind of like be able to enjoy the different cultures in arts and languages, and we don't need to travel very far to enjoy different type of ethnic food. That's a big bonus to us. And I guess, you know, like in general, people can live peaceful with each other in general, all right? And lastly, I would encourage people to be an active senior, to get involved in community activities whenever possible. And those are opportunity to meet new friends, to learn something new, like playing a musical instrument, like ukulele. I picked up ukulele just about 5 years ago. And playing pickleball and learning a new language and learn to play mahjong. All those things, you can find them in community center, all right? So I guess, you know, that's all I have for today.